So we're using a multi-beam echo sounder, which is basically a very, very fancy fish finder.
Per Steenstrup is a hydrological surveyor with E-Track Incorporated, the company hired by the Army Corps of Engineers to study the Nooshigak. He says this survey is the most precise measurement to date of the half-square-mile area.
Instead of getting one bottom reading back per ping, we get 256 that are kind of fanned out beneath the boat. So we basically sail back and forth, painting the ocean floor. We like to call it mowing the lawn. Just back and forth, back and forth.
The Army Corps contracted the survey to monitor changes to the river's channel that could intensify shoreline erosion, specifically at the site of the bulkhead at Snag Point. Robert Tedrick is a structural engineer with the Army Corps of Engineers.
There's some thought that the river, the deepest part of the river, maybe is getting closer to Dillingham or closer to the shore. We've got a little bit of historical data. It's not as good as what we're trying to gather now. And if we do this now, we'll have a data point, location of the deepest part of the river and the slope of the river bed. And if we do that again in a few years, it'll give us something to compare.
Tedrick says the $65,000 survey is primarily concerned with the fate of the Snag Point seawall the Corps built in 1999. They since turned the site over to the city, which is now responsible for its maintenance.
We're more or less providing a service to the city to say, hey, we've looked at it and we're concerned about this area. And our reports do indicate concern. It is definitely worrisome.
Shoreline erosion has been a major issue for areas in downtown Dillingham. A 2009 Army Corps study showed average erosion rates of between 2 and 10 feet per year between 1972 and 2001. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.